Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Hello, and welcome to a very sensual Sunday afternoon in my garage, feeling super horny, quarantine style. My name is Arda Marin, and speaking of horny, I am looking at a man who's got nothing to lose. He's sitting in front of what appears to be a forest. Yeah. His hair, I think, might be in a man bun or a ponytail, a top knot. Uh-huh. He's got great-looking headphones on and a neckerchief. Ladies and gentlemen, you probably don't know him from Still the King. You definitely know him from iCarly, and you for sure know him from Drake and Josh. Ladies and gentlemen, rookie of the year 2020, Jerry Traynor.
Yes. Woo! Thank you very much for having me. I'm not in a man bun. My hair is not that long. It's in a beanie.
Okay.
Which is being masked by the headphones, so I understand why it looks that way.
I have a question
about your... Get it right, Arden.
I have a question about your career, Jerry.
Oh, go, yes.
Since
what,
I'm an adult.
What career is this?
You have a... But which came first, iCarly or Drake and Josh?
Drake and Josh.
And how many seasons did you do of that?
I did, all in all, 9 episodes as the character Crazy Steve, and then we did a Christmas movie.
Okay, people love Crazy Steve. I could
yes,
see that
it's a very
love Crazy Steve.
There was not that's the weird thing about Crazy Steve and Drake and Josh in general is it wasn't there were not that many episodes,
right?
And yet it lasted and people kind of loved it.
That's like our friend Steve Heitner, who played Banya on Seinfeld. The It's Gold, Jer Gold. I think he did like 8 episodes, but because he was on the Soup Nazi episode and it was such a strong character, I've never been with somebody who gets recognized more than Steve Heitner for Banya.
Interesting.
Because they still, so you have like the older crowd that watches it and then their kids, they watch it on like TBS every night. Like they still air it all the time. And so everybody says it's Gold, Jer Gold to him everywhere he goes.
It is strange how things like that occur now.
Yeah.
For some reason, Spencer from iCarly is on these memes.
Yes.
Left, right,
people
and center.
Sent them to me.
And people are sending me memes. Like, have you seen this? Have you seen this? And I'm like, yeah, I've seen it. But it's like a lot of the memes have to do with the pandemic. So it's like I'm this weird face of pandemic memes.
I'm going to Google that. We might need Tana. We might need Tana to go find a meme of you for the pandemic.
There you go.
With us also is a woman who also put a beanie on, and she's also wearing a bun and a beanie. She's got a great looking house. She is our bachelor historian guiding us through this shit show. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my very best friends and favorite humans on earth, my friend Lori.
Hi.
Lori.
I thought I put on my beanie.
I love your beanie.
I like it.
In solidarity.
That's right, girl.
Where'd you get that beanie? That's got a cute little tag on it. What is that? That's cute.
I don't know.
Lori, can I just say that you've been one of, just getting to chat with you every week about this has been one of the highlights of my pandemic. I mean, I feel like we're part of like some weird sport that we play on the weekends. It's a pickup game.
In a way, I hope that we can continue this for a very long time.
Yes.
And in a way, I hope we also get out of the shelter in place pretty soon
100%.
As well. 100%. So one of the two will happen.
I feel the same. Well, regardless, you're a part of the fam and you can always Zoom in.
Thanks.
Also with us today is a woman who has in the past rocked a fringe bikini, been on a boat, worked on her tan, and wrestled with alligators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tana Hosnier.
Hey, sorry, I've been laughing. There's a bunch of really funny Jerry Trainer memes on the internet.
Oh, please put some in the text.
Oh, I've got to see this.
Text us some of these. Also coming at us is a woman who wants to get her hair cut in her driveway so badly that she's figured out how to social distance. Maybe if you had your haircut person use like long garden shears, you're both in like beekeeper outfits, but you put your hair out at the top, but you still have like a full face mask and like goggles on. And then he could come with gloves and like face mask and use like long, long scissors, like Edward Scissorhands. Maybe you could get a haircut.
I think it could work. I really think if we were outside, all masked up, there's no wind, we could get our haircut. You know, it could happen.
Anna just texted us a thing. Breaking news: according to TMZ, Jerry Trainer was recently hospitalized due to severe back pains caused by the burden of carrying the entire show of iCarly for 6 seasons. We all wish him a speedy recovery.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm looking at another one.
Oh
my God, look at your face. My God.
What is happening? Oh, it's on the text.
It's on the text thread. Jerry, what was the character you played on iCarly? What was the personality of this?
The personality?
Yeah. Well, what was your character? What was his deal?
He was Spencer. He was an artist. So he was a sculptor. And he's just wackadoo. The whole thing is that, you know, the kids are the smart ones and I'm the idiot. But he has the heart of gold, and when he needs to be responsible, he kind of comes through.
Question, is this adult hanging out with kids all the time?
he's the brother of Carly.
Oh, okay. I see.
So he's the caretaker of Carly, because our father is overseas in the Navy.
Okay, got it.
And the mom is never addressed.
Oh, I love that. So you're not even an orphan. It's just like, what, mom? Who cares?
Yeah, we meet the grandfather, and then in the finale, we meet the father.
All good kid shows exist with no adults. Even
it's just fantasy.
You need to get rid of the kid. You just need no adults.
But it resonated because it was like, you know, YouTube was a thing, but this is like pre-Snapchat, pre-all that stuff. And these kids were starting their own web show.
I see.
And
who
so it was like
Carly. Who played Carly?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Okay, great.
Who I still talk to a lot.
Great. And there you go. You made a friend.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Here we go.
And when was it on?
We started shooting. It premiered in September of 2007.
They still run it.
We stopped shooting in like 2011, I think.
There's a photo that says how you guys met John Wick, and there's a photo of Keanu Reeves, and this is how I met John Wick.
I hate that you're doing this.
It's so good. Oh my God, I love this for you. Well, in conclusion, this is true. So here's a question. So I found on Insatiable at first.
Anna, stop
it. Look at Anna.
Look at Anna's dying. And did she find another one?
I hate you.
She's dying.
She's crying. Laughing.
Sorry, the John Wick one really got me.
Will you put this on our Facebook page?
Yeah, I will. Oh my God. I'm sorry, Jerry. It's just memes.
Don't be sorry. Now, this is why I got paid the little bucks.
I found, like, normally on shows, I would work with, like, the Kenny Banya, or, like, hanging out with you in Nashville, or hanging out with Kevin Farley. I also know Chris's other brother. But, like, I'm used to sort of, like, my funny little ding-dongs. It was interesting doing Insatiable when you're on, like, a sexy kids show, like, child. Like, who was your buddy? Who did you hang with on that show? Was it hard?
I hung with the people, the, like, producers.
That makes sense.
Because the kids would all go to school, and then I just hung with, like, the writers and producers and, you know, because they were all sort of my age.
That's so great. Oh, such a delight. I'm such a Jerry Traynor fan. Thank you for sharing that with us. Okay, here we go. And Drake and Josh, who played Drake and Josh?
Drake was Drake Bell, and that's Josh is Josh Peck.
I believe Drake is Drake.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, Drake was Josh on Degrassi The Next Gen.
Great.
That's where he got his start.
There you go. In my mind, you worked with Drake, and then you worked with Josh Hamilton.
Yes, Josh Hamilton. That's right.
Okay, great. All right. So here we are. We're just going to go very quickly through Women Tell All. All right. First off, we're catching up with Sean and Catherine. They've just gotten back from their honeymoon. She's cut bangs. And they were talking about how they couldn't wait to watch their wedding after their wedding night. It was so romantic. And they were basically asking, like, did you guys get at it in the fantasy suite? And she said there were quick fireworks and basically calling him a two-pump chump and just giggled. I really liked her. Like, she just is like a little bit of a little firecracker, and was like, yeah, that was disappointing. But he was like, it got better during the honeymoon. But, like, she didn't seem to care, but she wasn't going to let him own that he was any great lover that day. Lori, what did you think of that?
Yeah. I mean, they're such an odd pairing, and still together, they're still shooting off those fireworks because they're on baby number three. She's been pregnant for like 4 years straight.
Well, now, why do you say odd pair? I think they are a perfect pair.
They're adorable.
They're clearly a perfect pairing, but she was like the vegan from Seattle, and he's like the evangelical Christian from Texas. And so it was a fairly interesting pairing, but it seems like they are a match made in heaven.
I like that he didn't go for the obvious choice, that he was like, no, I want that one. I want that. Because she was like kind of, if I recall watching their wedding, she was like a little saucy, you know?
Yeah, she is. She's fun and sassy. And you know, the runner-up, the second place person was just a complete, like, mindless ding-dong. So he really scored on that.
Speaking of ding-dongs, his dick got bit by a stingray.
Yeah.
That was weird. That was a strange
The whole
moment.
Thing was very strange.
Did you know that your dick could get bit by a stingray? I didn't know that was like a...
Mine did last year.
I don't need new things to be afraid of in the ocean.
Yeah.
Let alone
when they're like, if you're looking...
Dick rays.
In my mind, like, the shark should be the problem. Like, the shark wasn't the problem. Like, that's...
Well, sharks are known to go for the junk. They go right for it.
Is that true?
No. Arden, don't listen to me.
But the stingray went right for the dick.
Yeah, they're blind. They don't have eyes. They're just like sucking on whatever's protruding.
Isn't that who's the zoo guy that got killed? Not Crocodile Dundee. What's
Crocodile Dundee? Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin.
Thank you, Steve. Wasn't he killed by a stingray?
Yes. Yeah, it went straight through his heart.
He was killed by a
total fluke.
Yeah, a giant stingray. It literally shot its tail out and it went through his heart.
It just
and this guy got startled.
Yeah.
Wrestling with alligators and, like, you know,
it was like a one in a million. It just went,
tails.
The barb went right through into his heart.
So
like,
sad.
Had it stabbed him somewhere else, he probably would have survived.
Aww. It was awful.
But it just went boom and he was dead within like
so
seconds.
Sad.
That I remember when I was on Mad TV, I submitted a sketch and I read it every table read like 9 times trying to do an impression of Bindi Irwin and her. And that they never let me do it. Okay.
So well, now you got to do it.
Well, it wasn't even.
This is your forum.
Well, now, like, I mean, I can't even. I would have to, like, memorize. Anna knows I cannot do Australian accents, right? Well,
If you worked on it, a long, long time. You could, I mean, after a while, we slowly get it.
A little bit. I can't even, he passed and she dashed. I can't even remember. It all goes up in the end. It needs, there's like, but it also vaguely Irish when I'm told. It just is terrible. Maybe that's why they said no.
Okay. I like it. We're going to cut it for time.
Okay, great. So then they have Miss Piggy and Kermit in the weirdest cross promo. I love the Muppets. This made me panic a little bit. Jerry Trainer, what did you think?
I just didn't know what was going on. I was like, oh, this is a commercial for something.
Yeah.
But we're watching something from 2014, so it made no sense. Kermit was like, had a Russian accent.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't Kermit. It was like a Russian rogue, spy version of Kermit.
It felt like so much longer ago than 2014. I felt like.
Yes. It was odd.
It felt like 1986 of like, what is happening here?
Yeah. Didn't get it. Didn't land for us modern people in quarantine.
Our modern folks in quarantine. I want to say that at first in The Women Tell All, there did seem to be a bit of sour grapes. There was a tiny bit of sour grapes of this is just the deal with the show. He's not going to wine and dye 28 women. They're like, I just feel like it was a surface connection. Like he never asked enough questions. And then they were really threatened by the moms being the special ones. Like, why am I not the special? Like there's people that barely got any time. But then they went down the line and except for your girlfriend, who you all love, named
Charlene.
Like he didn't seem to ask anyone any questions. And so on the one hand, and then as like, you know, I got to know a little bit more, but it was like, this began me really starting to not turn on Juan Pablo a little bit.
Woo!
Yes. Lori,
finally.
We got there. We got their hard style, the next step in the finale.
We're not there yet. But they said, so then I guess some woman he asked, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And he asked, where do you see yourself in 3 years? And in my mind, I thought I could be somebody that's guilty of that. If there's 28 people, I might be so overwhelmed that I might forget that I asked somebody that question.
Like, well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you, having watched other seasons with the Women Tell All, they definitely were like, he didn't seem invested in the process. That seemed to be their main critique of him, that he was just kind of a surfacey guy. He didn't really dig with them. They didn't get a chance to dig with him. He sort of picked his favorites and his, quote, special ones and kind of wrote everyone else off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Is that not normal? Like
usually the women just attack each other. I would say this was the first time, maybe on Ari's season, but like I felt like this was the time they all really unified in attacking the actual Bachelor that I can remember. Anna, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, from what I remember, this is the most angry the women have been. Like, I can't think of a single one. Who else is
Brad, like, Womack 1.0? But maybe Juan Pavelka? Pablo, I think Juan Pablo is probably hated the most.
Yeah.
I think by both producers and audience.
I mean, people don't like Ari either.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think what the difference with Ari is that the audience comes around if he's found love now. Like audiences within a year can become very forgiving, right?
Right. So, Ari almost was the opposite of Juan Pablo, where Ari fell in love with everyone and he told everyone, "I'm in love with you." And so then they're all of them were blindsided. Ooh. And then he almost felt like a sex addict that like loved giving the present and being like, it thrilled him to tell someone that he was in love with them. And like, you sort of believe that he believes it in the moment. And then like the next person is like, I'm in love with you, you know? So he just told he literally told all four of the final four that he was in love with them.
Yeah.
And that, like, he was a psychopath kind of, like, in some ways that's almost more dangerous. Juan Pablo is just a dick.
Yeah, I mean, I think that You know, the interesting thing about Juan Pablo, I think, which it led him to being hated by the producers, is that he, you know, in a way, he signed a contract that he's gonna be on a love show, and that whatever, you know, whatever happens is going to be part of his story. And it's almost like he signed the contract and he's like, well, on second thought.
I mean, we're not we're not fully, that's more on the after the final, but yes, that's true. I mean, he sucks. But yes. So here's, I appreciated them bringing up about Renee, that he was using his daughter as an excuse. And they're like, don't say Camila in the ocean. Like he didn't say Camila when he was making out with her in the ocean. It was only the next day that he threw Camila in. And that, like, he would say that, I don't want to kiss you because you have a son. But then he had no problem making out with that one cutie pie that had the baby, but he didn't want to do it with Renee. Like that, that, and that he seemed to, when he came out, have, like, what's so frustrating about him is he has no accountability. Like, you can say it to him, and he's like, yeah. Like, there's no getting through that.
Wow. That's so, he never regrets anything.
Nothing.
He just goes, I'm honest. I'm honest.
I'm telling the truth. Yeah. He has no accountability ever. And he doesn't see why it's a problem that he made out with that one cute gal. Who, what's her name again?
Claire?
Cassandra?
Cassandra.
He made out with Cassandra, but he wouldn't make out with Renee because of the kid. Like, he kept changing the rules.
Yeah,
and
he was not consistent with his rules.
Yes.
And you're right. He gives zero shits. What's so crazy to me, as I was thinking about this as I was watching, is that, you know, I would never be able to, you know, film a series and watch myself back. I think it would just be so awful to see myself. And you know that Juan Pablo is sitting, eating his popcorn, watching himself on The Bachelor, feeling absolutely nothing. Like,
loving
he's just
it.
Like, what's,
loving
what's wrong?
It.
Yeah. And
I'm straightforward. What you see is what you get.
There's no introspection. None. Zero.
Nothing. What was interesting, too, how Charlene, who has not turned on Juan Pablo, but she did say about Claire, she thought about the Camila thing after the ocean. She did call him out on saying that she thought he had a bit of buyer's remorse of, like, hooking up with her in the ocean. And then he, like, decided to use Camila as an excuse the next day. I thought buyer's remorse was a very well-phrased thing. Jerry.
100%. I think she was spot on right. Like, I think everything the women in the Women Tell All were saying was spot on. It was just correct.
So then Chris Harrison brings up your girlfriend, Charlene, and they said, you are the most interesting person we've had on. And she said, I knew ultimately he wasn't for me. And they brought up the fact that she said, I wish I was dumber.
Question.
Yes, Jerry.
When he said that to her, how do you think that makes the other girls feel? When it's you're so special, like, you're so unique.
I know.
Like, I get what they mean, but it feels so demeaning to the other women that are sitting right there.
I thought the same thing.
Like, what are we, chopped liver?
I thought the same thing, that I would have felt terrible all season that for whatever reason I'm not intriguing like Charlene.
Yeah.
And even Chris Harrison being like, you're so intriguing, you're so exotic. Like, I think there was something about, like, the foreign opera singer.
You're one of the most interesting women we've ever had. Probably the most interesting woman. Not you, 10.
Yeah, it did. I agree with you. I thought the same thing. I thought I would feel like shit here. Anna, what did you think?
That was weird. And him being like in the way he like categorized everyone, like Charlene was the ultimate prize because she was an opera singer. And I do want to say, I don't know how much he really did ask her. I think he mostly was like, can you sing for me? And that was like I didn't see him asking a ton of questions
to her. They didn't seem to talk about her, what it was like for her moving to Germany and if it was hard not speaking the language. And like, he did sort of have those questions, I think, that because he could relate because he came and didn't speak the language. And like, I remember them actually having conversations.
Right, but that was also, maybe they were having that conversation because it was a way for him to talk about himself. Like, oh, I also experienced that. I guess they also talked about kids, but yeah, I don't know. It is weird, like, how he's like, the moms were special and Charlene was special. And I don't know. He's weird.
Andy said she could have fallen in love. And then she said when the doors closed and they left, she had fun for a little while. They talked and they laughed. They talked about his soccer and his traveling. And then it was him starting to like name drop and who he knew. And then it just became negativity about the whole bachelor process, that he wasn't grateful for the opportunity. He thinks he was a great bachelor. And that she thought it was incredibly tacky that he brought up the overnight with Claire, that she thought it was offensive. She wished she had told him in the moment that it was offensive. I think she was so stunned that she didn't, and she just wanted it to be done. So she pretended to be asleep. And Chris Harrison is like, you know, boy, who hasn't pretended to fake sleep? And then she said her telling him, like him telling her about the overnight with Claire made her feel cheap. And then him just saying, it's okay, under the guise of honesty, she, you know, I think that was a real eye opener. Lori, what did you think about him being ungrateful for the opportunity of being the bachelor?
Well, I mean, I think in a way, it's kind of true. You know, yes. he wants all the benefits,
yes,
but none of the criticism. But the criticism doesn't even matter because he's not gonna digest any.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
So, but he harbors the pettiness of being criticized. But ultimately, he doesn't care.
Yes. I actually liked Andy more at the Women Tell All. And I felt like, you know, cause she would sort of defend him. So you could see the side of her that was a good prosecutor, you know, like, okay, to be fair, blah, blah, blah. But like there was a side of her that I started to like more during that. Jerry, how did you feel about Andy?
I thought all of the women had incredible poise and restraint.
Yeah.
To not just unload on this guy. And I think, I can't remember her name, but she starts crying later in the Women Tell All about the pervert comment that he made.
The dog lover.
The dog lover. Yeah. Was there Katie? Casey? Cassie?
I don't know. Kelly.
Kelly. I think that's where the sort of the gloves came off. But up until then, they're pretty diplomatic for someone that I feel like they very easily could have unleashed on.
That was an interesting moment because they brought up, and again, this is because we're watching it now. And so we didn't know if it had been 2014 and we were watching it, we would know all about him, you know, making these comments about gays being perverts and stuff. And it was,
she was like, tell me what's that mean in Spanish? Translate it. Like, oh God.
I know. Cause he was like, no, it was taking out of context. English is my second language. And and then she's like, okay, well then say it to me in Spanish. And he was like, I'll tell you privately. It's private.
Right.
Pervert.
And then she's like, my parents are gay. And like, you know, it's very hurtful to me. And he's like, I love gay people. And I thought, stop talking, Juan Pablo.
Just he's like, I'm not going to waste 4 minutes here trying to explain. I'll give you an hour off camera. And it's just like, dude, you don't know how this show works.
And he had no remorse. He was just out of context. Okay, what's a problem?
And then he used the my friends are gay.
Some of my best friends.
What context could make it okay rather than just saying.
Well, and that's the whole problem. That sort of gets to the core of the problem of Juan Pablo, which is he uses his language as a barrier and his daughter as a barrier and being a parent as a wall, as a barrier, as these shields. And we've gotten to the end of the journey and we've realized there's nothing deeper.
There's no there.
It isn't the language barrier. It isn't that he's a parent. He's just kind of...
He's a douche.
There's just nothing more to him.
And we'll get more
into kind of
that.
A jock.
We'll get more into
He's just a soccer player.
He's a soccer player, and on the next episode, we won't do it. But now, like, even his parents and family knows that he sucks. So we'll get to that. Join us next week when we break down the finale, where all of a sudden, I will say a preview of my episode for next week. I was I felt like I'll just speak for myself. Watching all of this back, I had in mind Juan Pablo. I didn't like how he treated Claire in the ocean. But overall, I found him at least to be kind of fun, a little bit charming. And I was like, wow, was America just being completely xenophobic because he was foreign? Like, and it turns out, no, he sucks. Like, he is such a douche. And I'm sorry that I doubted you, America. I get it. You were right. I did withhold judgment to the end, and you are completely right. He sucks.
Arden, you speak for me too. America.
We're so sorry that we doubted you, American. Jerry, where can we find you on your GIFs or your memes?
Yes. Just Google Spencer iCarly memes for all your laugh needs. Otherwise, I'll be at Jerry Trainer on Instagram and Twitter.
Lori, people can't find you, but they can send us appreciation about you to rosepodcast@gmail.com because we love you. We know that they love you. Tana, where can people find you?
I'm at Anna Hosni on Twitter, and I'll spend the rest of my time looking at Jerry Trainer Spencer.
And we have our Patreon. If you guys
treat
are like
yourself.
If you're like, I am so depressed and I need a laugh and you want some escape, come join us on Patreon. We're doing Bachelor Australia, Bachelor in Paradise Australia, Love is Blind, and we're going to put a poll. We're going to narrow it down to three shows and put a poll on our Facebook, my Instagram, Twitter. We're going to find out what you guys – we are open to watching whatever you want us to watch next.
Jason Mesnick. Vote for Jason Mesnick.
Okay, great. Katie Levine.
I'm KT_money on Twitter and Instagram, and make sure to shop small businesses and restaurants in your hometowns.
I'm at Arda Marine on Instagram, ArdenMyrin. Please pre-order a copy of my upcoming book, Little Miss Little Compton, wherever you buy books. Do it from your local bookstore, like what Katie just said. But send us the receipt, rosepodcast@gmail.com. We just gave away a hat. We're going to give away shirts, puzzles, etc. That's all coming up. Stay safe, you guys. Wear proper mouth coverings, masks, and don't lick telephone poles. Goodbye. Woo!
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose? To your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.